Medicare rules have kicked in, penalizing some hospitals, I guess, for having too many people go back for follow-up checkups or treatments or corrections or whatever. How many hospitals in Missouri have been targeted by the Medicare system for some kind of penalties in this regard?
Well, quite a few. I think that many communities, the hospitals, you know, if you live in a community with a single hospital or many, you probably find that your hospital is seeing those readmission reductions. What the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is doing is if an individual is discharged with a heart attack, heart failure, pneumonia, and returns to the hospital for one of those conditions within 30 days, the hospital is penalized for having a readmission on that particular discharge. As you can imagine, some of those patients with those type of conditions have a hard time managing them. And we're on the receiving end of the penalties for that.
Have you calculated how many dollars hospitals are going to be fined or penalized in Missouri?
Well, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, to be honest with you, Bob, I didn't have that in front of me. But I apologize for not telling you that before you went on the recording. But, I mean, we're talking about probably hundreds of millions of dollars in Missouri. The nature of it is that, historically, whether you were able to solve that condition wasn't something that was within the quality matrix. Now it is, and the federal government is looking at if they can reduce readmissions. Mm-hmm. The problem from the hospital perspective is that not everything that happens once an individual leaves the hospital is within the control of the hospital, and we can do our best to give the best discharge instructions and provide the best care when those individuals are in our charge. But when they leave, a lot of people return to an environment that isn't conducive to healing. They may not fill prescriptions, or they live in a place that isn't very healthy. And there's not much we can do on that without a lot of help from the community as well.
What's going to be the upshot? Are hospitals going to keep people longer? Are hospitals going to not readmit people and therefore endanger their care? Where do hospitals go under this situation then from your standpoint?
Well, it's going to change the focus to some degree of how we provide care. We're going to have to spend a lot more time making sure that once an individual is transitioned out of the hospital environment, that they do the kind of things that you should do, like see your primary care physician and refill your prescription. The individuals that in the conditions that I mentioned and in other areas that may in the future be listed for discharge or readmissions, the care we provide isn't going to change, but the responsibility for following up and ensuring the individual doesn't end up back in a hospital or in an emergency department at a hospital is going to change. And as with many things, if the payment system changes, we're going to have to find a way to adjust to it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I've heard in the discussion leading up to this that this is primarily an effort to keep hospitals from admitting patients time after time after time, and thus making undeserved money out of the Medicare program. Is that my understanding of what's being said, and how accurate is that attitude, if that indeed is the case?
Well, I mean, I don't think that hospitals go out of their way to see individuals admitted back in the hospital. In fact, many cases, Medicare may not even cover the actual cost of providing that care, just because of the nature of the payment programs through Medicare. In reality, this is, I think, an attempt by Medicare to say, if you're providing good quality, then we shouldn't have individuals return. And that is something that we need to do as a community to reduce readmissions. The problem from the fairness perspective of the hospital community is this. In most cases, we can provide the highest quality of care, but if the follow-up, when the individual leaves, isn't there, then that individual may end up coming back. And if that is the case, then there's other players in the community that under the new regulation aren't penalized And so we think, you know, they ought to look at certain other factors like socioeconomic status and health literacy and the like, because, you know, there's only so much we can do in many of these discharges.
As if I'm a patient of a hospital, am I going to be better off because of this policy, do you folks think?
Well, I think most patients will never notice the difference. I think that the folks who have chronic conditions and have a history of long stays at the hospital may see additional management of their condition, whether that is through the hospital specifically assigning someone to help that individual manage their condition when they exit the hospital, or through partnerships of hospitals and physicians and community organizations to work to improve that individual's health. So I think that what we're going to see is that this rule will probably change the way that hospitals work with other members of the healthcare team to try to improve the life of that person and the health of that person outside of the hospital walls.
What kind of community factors exist that this policy doesn't seem to recognize, and just saying we'll penalize you if you have people come back too often? I mean, that's a simplistic type of approach, it seems to me, in a very complicated issue. So what are some of the other reasons within a community or within an individual person's health that might force them to come back, even though the hospital did do a good job the first time around?
Well, I mean, I think the first one is probably poverty. If you don't live in an environment that is healthy, if you can't afford to refill or fill prescriptions when you leave, if you can't afford to see your primary care physician after your discharge, you know, those are things that potentially could land you back in the hospital. Second, I would say access to health care. If you have the hospital stay in, but you don't have access to any other type of care, you don't have in your locality a primary care physician you can see or a clinic you can go to, you know, those are things that could potentially, have you end up back in a hospital. And those are the things that I think we're going to have to work on as a community, is building those resources, because there's certainly, hospitals and emergency departments are some of the most expensive ways that an individual can enter the care environment, and it isn't good for hospitals to have people do that because it's the most costly. And in many cases, these individuals also don't have health insurance. So if they do show up, we end up cost hospitals, and it also costs all the other people who are insured, as those costs are offset by people who can pay.
This applies to hospitals, but how far down does it go? Does it also apply to clinics, or to what we call a doc in a box, or even just the individual family practitioner who has people coming back on a regular basis to see them, or is it just targeting hospitals alone?
No, this exclusively targets hospitals and Medicare. So this is one of the reasons that we pointed out that to make this work from a quality perspective, you really have to have many more organizations and individuals engaged in it than just hospital administrators and discharge experts, because once you get into the community, you need to have that support system there. You need to have family members or social workers or other assets to help that person manage, especially if they have numerous chronic conditions. And we're really talking about individuals, heart failure or pneumonia that have been fairly debilitated. So, they're probably going to need some assets in the community to help them work through recovery. And if they're not there, as the policy is intended, they may just end up back in the hospital. And that's not really good for them, for their own health. It's also not good for the entire health system, because it's very expensive.
How many hospitals do we have in Missouri?
We have 153 members. About 125 of them are what you would consider full-service acute care hospitals. You know, the idea of what you'd think of as a hospital, an emergency room and inpatient care.
And this will hit them all.
Certainly, the vast majority of them, and now there is Not every hospital is penalized for readmissions. It's hospitals that have a number of readmissions that fall outside of what the expected norm would be. So, unfortunately, in Missouri, that is still a lot of hospitals. And so, by the way, if you're going to do voice over on this, I can get you the number of hospitals affected and the actual dollar amount.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to have that. Sure.
Yeah, I'll just email it to you. A lot of hospitals are going to be affected by it. And we would hope that by building better systems within, the community and with physicians and other kind of care providers, that we can start to eliminate those readmissions that could be avoided.
When you talk about other resources in the community, are you talking about places where people can go for follow-up treatment without coming back to the hospital? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, there's that. There's there's the idea of clinics or other healthcare venues, but there's also, a larger social safety net, churches, social workers, family members, and the like. And I think it really is going to end up getting down to that level, because the vast majority of the people that we're looking at that are readmissions for these type of conditions, they have bigger problems, getting shoddy care, because that's really not what drives the vast majority of this. It'd be compromised health.
We touched on emergency rooms early in the conversation. Do repeat visits to emergency rooms figure into this calculation?
Well, they certainly could be the venue that individuals end up visiting first, but you're really looking at hospital admissions, you'd get past the emergency room. You'd be admitted maybe through the emergency room, but it's really more about when being readmitted to the hospital and going up to a floor with a bed.
Is this, do you think this round of penalties is a one-time only thing, and hospitals, after they get hit this first time with this new system, will be changing policies or taking actions that will keep this from repeating in the next years?
I think the hospital community wishes it was that easy, because it doesn't appear to be. Some of the data that we've collected, from the St. Louis area, just shows that you have a population of people who just doesn't have the ability to work through this themselves, and so you see a lot of people coming back that because they just didn't have the community assets, and that's what we're really going to have to work on is coming up with a system that addresses those folks who would otherwise be able to probably get through it, but they didn't have the community support system.